Good St. Patrick's Day morning. Bill Lynch with the CBS World News Roundup. Figure skater Tanya Harding won't do hard time, but after pleading guilty to conspiracy in covering up the attack on Nancy Kerrigan, she's had to give up her amateur career, pay $160,000, and serve 3 years probation. Harding had just a few words of remorse for the judge in Portland.
I'd just like to say that I'm really sorry that I interfered.
Leaving court, she pleaded for privacy.
Thank you to all my family and friends and everybody who supported me. And just, you know, all the press, I respect that you have a job to do, but please give me my time and my space and then I'll talk to you.
Harding's attorney, Robert Weaver, says some soul-searching lies ahead.
She has committed herself to a program where she will seek and pursue some professional assistance in trying to find out what it has been in her past that has gotten herself into these personal relationships that have been so destructive.
Reporters questioned Deputy DA Norman Frank about what Harding knew of the plot against Kerrigan.
Are you satisfied that she had no prior knowledge of the attack before it happened?
Quite the contrary. I think the evidence we believe supports that she did.
So far, no direct comment from silver medalist Nancy Kerrigan. California officials have decided to parole serial rapist Melvin Carter in remote Madoc County, angering residents of Alture, its largest community.
Why are they picking our little community to deposit this scum?
He jumped on one of my kids. He's got a hell of a bigger problem.
There are children, there are lots of unmarried females that live alone, and I don't think it's a very good idea. I don't feel that we are safe with a person like that around here.
Carter's movements will be electronically monitored.
Dr. Goldstein.
The Israeli commission investigating the Hebron Mosque massacre today heard from soldiers who were posted inside and outside the mosque. More from correspondent Tom Fenton.
Israelis and Palestinians continue their separate investigations of the massacre in the Hebron Mosque that temporarily stopped the peace talks. The official Israeli commission heard testimony from soldiers that suggested Baruch Goldstein may have had an accomplice when he gunned down dozens of worshippers. And a separate Palestinian commission has been told that some soldiers fired at panic-stricken Arabs as they fled the mosque. This Palestinian woman was there.
When some people, the injured people, tried to get out for help, they shot them in their heads.
One of the ideas Washington is floating to reassure the Palestinians is reestablishment of a local Palestinian police force on the West Bank. But in Hebron this morning, Deputy Defense Minister Mota Gur threw cold water on the proposal.
If at all, they will have to remember that they will have to serve under Israeli control.
Meanwhile, clashes with the army continue. The latest casualties were in a shootout in Gaza this morning that left one Israeli officer wounded and two Palestinians dead. Tom Fenton, CBS News, Tel Aviv.
Egypt today executed two soldiers for plotting to kill President Mubarak, and 9 men were convicted in another anti-government plot and condemned to the firing squad. In France, a 78-year-old man is on trial for executing 7 Jews back in 1944. Sean McCorrig reports on this long-delayed war crimes trial.
Paul Touvier was the right-hand man of Lyon's hated Gestapo boss Klaus Barbie. During the war, Touvier's pro-Nazi paramilitary force committed one atrocity after another. It even threw live hand grenades into a synagogue packed with people. He's on trial for just one incident, accused of executing 7 Jews in reprisal for the killing of a pro-Nazi minister. It's believed his defense will be to admit the 7 deaths, but to claim that, like Oskar Schindler, he saved Jews that the Germans wanted killed. The court will also hear how Touvier escaped a death sentence after the war and how he hid for decades in a Catholic monastery. It's the first time ever a Frenchman has stood trial for crimes against humanity. The case is sure to pose some awkward questions about the extent of French collaboration with the Nazis. Sean McCorrig for CBS News, Paris.
Russian Defense Minister Grachev confirms that Moscow will join NATO's Partnership for Peace later this month. He spoke after welcoming his American counterpart, William Perry, who arrived with promises of Pentagon aid to build housing for Russian troops and convert defense plants to civilian production.
We are negotiating this afternoon and tomorrow agreements with the Russians which will lead to cooperative programs that will amount initially to $60 million over a period of time. They could easily get to $100 million.
It appears a municipal coup has taken place in Russia's booming Pacific port city of Vladivostok, where riot police raided City Hall and ousted the mayor for alleged corruption. He's been replaced by the man he defeated in last year's elections. South Korea's President Kim Jong-sam now says international sanctions against North Korea are unavoidable. This after Pyongyang's refusal to let UN experts conduct tests at a key nuclear site. An 18-year-old American student faces a flogging in Singapore. That authoritarian city-state's punishment for spray-painting a couple of cars and other mischief The caning sentence against Michael Fay of Dayton, Ohio, has drawn protests from President Clinton on down, but the boy's father, George Fay, sounds resigned to having his son endure the painful sentence.
I can't allow myself to be hopeful right now. The facts indicate that we're trying very hard, and they have so far rebuffed pretty much officially all the entreaties that our government has made towards them.
For the moment, Michael is in a psychiatric ward awaiting punishment.
His role is to prepare himself for the worst. I want him to get as much internal strength as he has and face this with dignity and courage. Now, my job is, and our job is, to make sure that it never takes place.
In recent days, Singapore has executed four foreigners for drug offenses. The Justice Department says six major airlines have agreed to settle price-fixing charges, but they used a centralized reservation system to hike fares by more than $1 billion. The airlines agreed to implement a new fare system that would bar them from offering special fares available only at some future date. A federal judge in Buffalo has absolved Occidental Chemical Corporation for toxic dumping in the landmark Love Canal environmental case. New York State had sought penalties of up to $250 million. President Clinton, as Mark Noller tells us, is becoming a TV pitchman for peace in the streets.
The people who gave the nation those take a bite out of crime public service announcements are launching another anti-crime campaign. And instead of McGruff the crime dog, these new TV and radio spots feature the president.
Too many children in this nation are being held prisoner. Their captors are fear and violence. Their playgrounds are no place to play in. As a parent, I want this violence to stop. As your president, I'm committed to ending it.
As the president speaks, the viewer sees pictures of children looking pensively through a fence of a playground that has become the scene of a violent crime. In another PSA, the president appears with Alicia Brown, a local junior high school student who has seen five of her friends killed in episodes of violent crime. Mark Noller, CBS News, the White House.
The FBI this morning arrested reputed Philadelphia mob boss John Stanfa and 11 underlings. They and a dozen others reportedly have been indicted on racketeering and murder charges. Beauty is in the eye of the computer. Japanese and British scientists, writing in the new issue of the British journal Nature, say beauty is quantifiable and depends on eye size, fullness of lips, height of cheekbones, and the like. Overseas, the dollar is higher. London gold is down $2.25 at $3.83 an ounce. And on Wall Street, the Dow Industrials are off a fraction at 3847.86. It's 10 past the hour.